Case number 9634, Papa Do's Market and Barbecue, intersection of Route 14 and Route 1, being Lot 8 within John D. Ferns subdivision, a special use exception to place an off-premise ground sign. Name and address?
Larry Sines, 22962 Argus Corner Road in Milford, Delaware.
Could you step over here?
Randy Sines, 22962 Argus Corner Road, Milford, Delaware.
Say your name again.
Randy Sines.
Can you swear you both in? You swear a testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you explain to the board your request for this ground sign?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
The ground sign will be on a private property. Mr. Watson's corner right there at Argus Corner, 14-1. It's a professionally done sign. We had it professionally done. Our store sits back off of Route 1, quarter of a mile. Such building's been going on in the area of Argus Corner. Neighbors come to us. We own the property, asked to put the store up. My wife, she's running it with our two daughters and son. It's a family-owned little business. And just to get the people there, we to support the, you know, the store, we just asked for the sign on Route 1 since we're off of Route 1.
And it's on private property, and the neighbors offered us the property. We've actually had four people offer us to put a sign in their yard.
Oh, okay.
The community's been wonderful to us.
Okay. But on the remarks we got, did you get a permit for it? Or you have a permit?
Yes, we had, I paid $400 and went down and got the permit.
After the fact?
Yes.
I didn't know.
We put it on private
property.
We didn't know.
We were told when we come down there, yes, it was after the fact. But we weren't aware of it. We had signs sitting on a Route 1. We were told we had to take them off.
Right.
The new sign law said.
We did that, and then the neighbor said, hey, you can put a sign up my yard. I said, okay, fine. We didn't know.
Then a week later, they told us.
They told us, well, you didn't take the signs. And I said, yes, I did. I took them all off. And they said, well, you got a great big brand new yellow one out there. That's why I didn't know. And they said, well, you have to have a permit for it and apply. So
we came
down and did all that.
Now you know that anytime you put anything on a property.
Yeah, I know that now, right? But there's trailers. If you're riding down the road, there's trailers with big signs on them parked out on them. They're all illegal. I didn't want to do illegal, so went down and applied for the permit.
Mr. Chairman, there's actually no permit on file. It's just an application for the board here because you cannot get a permit until there's an approval.
Okay. Well, they told us.
I didn't. They just said come get $400 for the whatever. I don't know what I was.
That was for the application for this year.
For the application.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was? Okay. My fault. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The light is on?
No, it's not.
Not
lighting?
No.
And it is on your property now, though?
No, it's not. Our property is a
neighbor's property.
Yeah, Mr. Watson.
Frank Watson's.
Frank
yes.
Watson.
And he gave you the permission to
yeah.
Yes.
Because you're allowed to have it on your own property.
Right.
Actually,
I'm allowed to have two.
One wall sign and one, one wall and one ground sign.
Right.
But it's got to be on private property.
Right.
Right.
So you're going to have to move it back on your property, or you've got a letter or how's that going to work? How's that going to work, Mr. Burrow? It's got to be on private property, have these ground signs, right? On your own private property, you need to be allowed one wall sign?
He's asking for off-premise.
This is for an off.
Off-premise.
But it's not on private. Okay, but it's not.
It's on private
somebody
property.
Somebody else's property.
Somebody else's property, though, right? So
right.
You can do that.
Yeah, just like a billboard.
Okay.
You have signage on your property?
Yes.
One ground too. Sign?
No, we don't have
We don't have any
sign.
Ground sign. We just got a little sign.
We have a sign up top.
Up on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, I think I was reading the thing. I could have two ground signs because I own
one.
Road fronts on two roads.
Just one, I think it is.
Just one.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one on each road.
Do you have a truck in your yard, too? Same crabs and stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's in our yard.
It's in our yard.
Advertising.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You do that?
We live two houses from our store.
Yeah, we live two houses from our store there.
No.
You can't do that?
No, you can't use a sign for display purposes for a sign.
You can't do that either.
Or for display
great.
Purpose.
Huh? Well, I didn't know that. I can move that. Well, in fact, it's not there. I moved it last week.
Yeah.
It's not even there just now, so I took it off.
So you're just learning all kinds of rules.
Yeah, we learned all kinds of stuff.
I mean, there's trailers in the same field. There's a company owns the field. They got a big trailer that says New Homes.
So we didn't know, so we said, okay, let's
right
do
the
that.
Right street, there's two trailers with New Homes banners written on it. So I parked my company truck and put a sign that said Crabs and parked on my property there.
So we figured, let's file a suit. We didn't know.
Different.
Yeah, we're learning all kinds of stuff.
Lounges for different.
Well, I mean, she got hurt at work 2 years ago, and she can't drive. She lives two houses away. Instead of going on welfare and everything else, we opened the store up for her, and the kids
it's
work there.
It's actually quite fun.
So, I mean.
Sure. It is. We're having a really good
time.
Just
got to get the business in, and the signs helped a lot, and, you know, we stay off of welfare.
Just need to check before you do things.
Right.
Well, yeah,
well,
I
we
know
weren't
now.
Aware of it, so now we are.
And it's professionally done. I had it professionally done. Sure. It's not some.
You didn't paint yourself.
Nah.
Right, no.
The first ones we had on the road we did because we just opened up, which I agreed, and we took them right down as soon as I was told.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Mills?
Ms. Hudson, I take it by your remarks that you're stating that they did remove all other signs.
Yeah, all the ones were removed upon request.
Good.
Except, you know, that one was there. It was just upgraded. But that one was asked to remove, too. But
they applied. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that. We just didn't know.
Oh, wait.
We see everybody else got chicken signs going down the road and barbecue. I didn't know. And
so we did it, too.
We did. And their signs are still there. We took ours down.
All right. Okay, there being no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Is there any? Abraham?
I'm sorry?
Abraham?
Yes, sir, in favor. Okay, there's one in favor. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9634. I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent neighboring properties.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9634. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you need to get a permit for the sign.
Okay.
So you have to come back in.
Tomorrow.
Can you tell us how to do that?
Just come in.
Tomorrow.
You just come in.
Come in here, okay.
Yeah. One question. Do I have to renew that every year, or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.